Are you picking up what God is laying down? Are you picking it up every day? Or are you picking it up only when you pick your Bible up? Are you even searching for what God is laying down upon your path? Back in the 1980s, I spent a week in Cripple Creek, Colorado. Gold was discovered in Cripple Creek in the 1890s, and a town was formed. When I visited Cripple Creek, it was almost a ghost town, several years before the casinos took over. And while I was there, I met a guy named Turquoise Rick. And I walked around town with Rick looking for turquoise. Much to my surprise, that precious stone was everywhere if you knew where to look. Same thing is true to what God is laying down before your life and mine. Every day, He is salting our path with treasure. And it is there before you and all around you if you know how to find it. Are you picking up what God is laying down?
You play my world like a song, like a ghost who walks in and out of my dreams and cascades down my walls with the laughter of children and all their reckless wild things. Beneath the sand, consummate joy, and I'm running over everything I tell myself, like I could help but avoid running back the story that I sell myself on. From now on, everything that happens will happen in the shadow of you. You walked into the room like roaring thunder. You terrify me with ease and defy all my thoughts that somehow still want to believe that I could ever be free. I'm a wandering plane, so the waves of my wide open seas. Are you terraforming my heart? As I'm running over everything I tell myself, am I a fool from the start? Running back the stories that I sell myself on. From now on, everything that happens will happen in the shadow. To the room like roaring thunder. You flood my house and the walls are turned out with every echo of you. And I feel the tremors in my body now.
Well, there you are, and welcome to Redemption's Table. I'm Robert Barge, your host, and it has been a minute since we gathered around this table. Actually, about 43,000 minutes. It's been a month, so I'm glad to be back, and I'm excited you're here as well. We just heard another great song from singer-songwriter John Mark McMillan. It's another cut off his 2023 album, Deep Magic. It's a great album. I highly recommend it. And I'm grateful to John Mark for sharing his songs with us here at the table. Now, as I said, it's been about a month since our last episode. In January, I became full-time in a position that for the past 2 years has been part-time. And I have also been working on a writing project for an upcoming writers' conference. So those two circumstances have moved Redemption's Table to the back burner for now. Hopefully, I'll settle in to both those challenges and be able to produce this and get back to one-on-one conversations with special guests. That's my hope and my intent. So again, thank you for tuning in, and I just want you to know there's more to come. Now, with that said, this episode will be a little bit different. I felt the nudge to do something last week, and I just kind of blew it off because I honestly didn't think it would be that interesting. I journal about 4 or 5 different ways, and one of those ways came about 10 years ago when I was in a bookstore. Remember those? And I saw a 5-year keepsake journal, 366 pages, one page for every day of the year, 4 lines per year to record something on that day each year. I bought that journal as a gift for someone else, and when I started looking at it, I was intrigued, and I went back to the store and bought a copy for myself. And then a month or two later, I was in another bookstore and I saw 3 more copies of it, and I bought them with the idea of recording and journaling whatever happens to be the main thing God brings my way on that particular day. With those 4 or 5 year journals, I was set to journal in this unique way for the next 20 years. I just started 5-year journal number 3 this year. And this little book is out of print, but I'm always looking to find extra copies to buy so I can record and journal for the next 25 years. That's how powerful journaling can be in our lives. God is always putting something before us to pay attention to. A quote, a verse of scripture, some significant blessing, or something in nature that stirs awe and wonder. God is always up to something. The question is, are you picking up what God is laying down? Are you searching for the treasure He brings to your life every day? So here's the episode. Here are my first 31 days of journal recordings for 2025. This might be an episode where you want to pour yourself a cup of coffee. Pull out your journal or pen and paper to take notes and listen slowly. And just see what God may have for you here. Now, before I read these entries, most of them are quotes. Most of them were selected from a dozen to a half a dozen other possible quotes that I could have chosen. Some of them I pondered and prayed over for days before I entered them in the journal because I didn't quite get the quote when I first read it or heard it. And just so you know, some of the quotes are so long they span across a couple of days. They won't fit on 4 lines, so I carried them over. I don't think I can emphasize enough how important a spiritual discipline like this can be for your spiritual growth and your walk with Jesus. This is part of what it means to live intentionally in the kingdom. So here we go. January 1, New Year's Day in Texas. Daniel, that's my son, Daniel's grill skills, smash burgers, a walk around the neighborhood, 2 mallards on the pond, trails. Trails, by the way, is a game we play whenever we are together as family. January 2nd. The practice of retreat means we are fashioning a wilderness within that is always available and we can always return to. Ruth Haley Barton from her book, Invitation to Retreat. January 3rd. It is always simple to fall. There are an infinity of angles at which one falls, only one at which one stands. G.K. Chesterton. January 4th. The places we aim to call home can take our breath away. They can reduce us to tears. They can beckon us in like a siren song. They can stir in us a hunger for the divine, and they can kill us. Such is the glory of God. Such is the nature of His handiwork. Russ Ramsey, from his book, Van Gogh Has a Broken Heart. January 6th. To the end of the way of the wandering star, to the things that cannot be and that are, to the place where God was homeless, and all men are at home. G.K. Chesterton again, from his poem, The Nativity. January 7th. Arrange your days so that you experience total contentment, joy, and confidence in your everyday life with God. Dallas Willard. January 8th. The cost of a thing is the amount of life which is required to be exchanged for it. Henry David Thoreau. January 9th. Fallacies do not cease to be fallacies because they become fashions. G.K. Chesterton. And boy, in our culture, that'll preach. January 10th. Little by little, one travels far. J.R.R. Tolkien. January 11th. Stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient paths. Ask where the good way is and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls. Jeremiah 6:16. January 12th and 13th. Like us, sea glass has been on a tumultuous journey. It's been broken, first of all, then subsequently discarded into the sea or body of water. It has endured a wild journey and has been pummeled by storms, tossed by waves and tide, and with the washing of briny salt water is always wonderfully renewed. Mary Beth Buick. January 14th. No matter your age, you've got 20 pounds of goodness to be collected for release into the world and a 5-pound bag of time to fit it in. Bob Goff, from his book, Catching Whimsy. January 15th and 16th. Why do we hide our failures and limits? Sure, we do it to avoid embarrassment. But what if the real reason we protect those parts of ourselves is not that they're shameful, but that they're sacred? Our sorrows, failures, and afflictions are sacred, not shameful, because they tell the truth about our need for redeeming grace and mercy. Russ Ramsey. January 17th. We move at the pace of grace, and we grow at the pace of transformation. Alan and Jim Fadling. January 18th. It is not the number of books you read, nor the variety of sermons you hear, nor the amount of religious conversation in which you mix, but it is the frequency and earnestness with which you meditate on these things till the truth in them becomes your own and part of your being that ensures your growth. Frederick W. Robertson. By the way, it was the reading of that particular quote where I felt like the nudge to do this podcast, this particular episode, was a really good idea. January 19th. One touch of Christ is worth a lifetime of struggling. A.B. Simpson. January 20th. It told me it was possible to be about more than one creative endeavor at a time, and that taken together, those different things could become a singular expression, a way of moving through the world, a unique ministry for a certain kind of person. Again, Russ Ramsey. January 21st. Never take a photograph without absorbing where you are and scoping it with your naked eye as well. You are only in the presence of it now. The photograph will be a memory of the experience, not the experience itself. Being in the presence is more powerful than basking in the memory. That's something I wrote back in December when I was on a hiking trail in Capitol Reef National Park in Utah. January 22nd. The Lord travels in all directions at once. The Lord arrives from all directions at once. Wherever we are, we find that He has just departed. Wherever we go, we find that He has just arrived before us. Thomas Merton. January 23rd. A person with experience is never at the mercy of a person with a theory. Joel Malm. January 24th. There is nothing that God hath established in a constant course of nature, and which therefore is done every day, but would seem a miracle and exercise our admiration if it were done but once. John Donne. January 25th. We should always endeavor to wonder at the permanent thing, not the exception. We should be startled by the sun and not by the eclipse. G.K. Chesterton. January 26th. We may ignore, but we can nowhere evade the presence of God. The world is crowded with Him. He walks everywhere incognito. C.S. Lewis. January 27th. Character in a saint means the disposition of Jesus Christ persistently manifested. Oswald Chambers. January 28th. One of the secrets to faith is to always see yourself against an infinite horizon. Karl Rahner. That particular quote, by the way, I sat with for a week before I fully absorbed what it was about and then recorded it here in the journal. January 29th. Life is full of hard things, but it's also absolutely overflowing with good things. The future is full of good things if we are willing to recognize them. While our suffering has no quota, neither does our hope. Catherine Wolfe from her book, Treasures in the Dark. January 30th. I'm not writing it down to remember it later. I'm writing it down to remember it now. Field Notes. If you're not familiar with Field Notes, that's the little bitty notebook you can put in your pocket. And that's their quote. I'm not writing it down to remember it later. I'm writing it down to remember it now. January 31st. There's no such thing as doing nothing, because there's no such thing as being nothing. The quality of being trumps your actions every time. Maria Bowler. Well, there you are. I hope you found some shared treasure for yourself today. If you did, I would love to hear from you. Until next time, Party of Redemption, your table is now available. Now get out there and find some treasure.
Feel the tremors in my body now.